This week, we've been following elections in the southern African nation of Zimbabwe. Voters there cast their ballots yesterday. The incumbent is President Robert Mugabe, who's ruled Zimbabwe now for 33 years. And his challenger is opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, who's been trying to unseat Mugabe for the past decade. Official results haven't been announced, but Mugabe's ZANU-PF party already says it's won an emphatic victory, while the opposition is calling the election a farce. Michael Bratton teaches African studies at Michigan State University. He's written an article in Foreign Affairs magazine calling Robert Mugabe Zimbabwe's underhanded autocrat. Bratton says Mugabe has been engineering his own re-election.
He declared via presidential decree that the election should be held early on July 31st. This put MDC at a severe disadvantage.
That's the Movement for Democratic Change, Morgan Tsvangirai's party.
Exactly, and allowed Mugabe to hold the election without completing agreed-upon reforms, for example, to the security sector, equal access to the media, and reform of laws for freedom of assembly. The other thing that the ruling party has done is to tamper with the voters' roll. During the voter registration period in June this year, large numbers of people were registered in the rural areas, which is a ZANU-PF stronghold, and many people in the urban areas, particularly young people, were prevented from registering in the towns being an MDC stronghold.
How were those young people prevented from registering?
In order to register, you need identity documents, and often the young people were unable to produce these. In addition, the ruling party created long queues, and there were charges made by the opposition that the staff that were doing the voter registration were creating a go slow that made it difficult for long lines of young people to get registered.
No, it's interesting because, you know, we've reported on these elections several times this week, and the feedback we've been getting from people in Harare is that, you know, Morgan Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change has been able to hold rallies, that it's been relatively peaceful, that lots of people were ready to vote. And today's calls of foul came as a rather surprise. From our sources, it seemed like the Movement for Democratic Change did have the ability to really mobilize.
To a certain extent, they did, and the comparison between 2013 and 2008 is relevant here. It was clear to Mugabe that he didn't want another violent election because he knew he couldn't get international credibility for such an election. In fact, he had been forced into this power-sharing agreement with the opposition precisely because the last election had been violent. This is why he looked for different ways. It was important to let the opposition hold rallies in order to create the impression that the election was going to be free and fair. The government knew that they could manipulate the election in other ways. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission still remains firmly under the control of ZANU-PF.
And that's the ruling party.
That's the ruling party.
Now, there were some election observers. They were from other African countries, and former Nigerian President Obasanjo was heading that up, and he seemed to think that things went pretty well.
Well, I think on the surface you could get that impression, but I think the first thing to note is that the observers were selected very carefully by the regime. There were no observers from Western countries. The Carter Center, for example, when it applied to observe the elections, was turned down by the Electoral Commission. So the only observers who were there are from other African countries, including those from the immediate neighborhood. Their position is, if there can be a peaceful election, then the problem of Zimbabwe will subside. But we also need an election that's free and fair. And my biggest concern is that the African observers are going to overlook irregularities in the balloting and particularly the counting and make the claim that because the election was peaceful, it was therefore credible.
Michael Bratton is professor of political science and African studies at Michigan State University. He's also a senior advisor to Afrobarometer, an African research think tank. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much.